and just when Harry had stopped feeling expectant and tense, and started wishing he could return to the present, he heard something move beyond the door. Someone was creeping along the passage. He heard, whoever it was, pass the dungeon where he and Riddle were hidden. Riddle, quiet as a shadow, edged through the door and followed, Harry tiptoeing behind him, forgetting that he couldn't be heard. For perhaps 5 minutes they followed the footsteps, until Riddle stopped suddenly, his head inclined in the direction of new noises. Harry heard a door creak open, and then someone speaking in a hoarse whisper.
"Come on, got to get you out of here. Come on now, in the box."
There was something familiar about that voice. Riddle suddenly jumped around the corner. Harry stepped out behind him. He could see the dark outline of a huge boy who was crouching in front of an open door, a very large box next to it.
"Evening, Rubeus," said Riddle sharply. The boy slammed the door shut and stood up.
"What are you doing down here, Tom?"
Riddle stepped closer.
"It's all over," he said. "I'm going to have to turn you in, Rubeus. They're talking about closing Hogwarts if the attacks don't stop."
"What do you—"
"I don't think you meant to kill anyone, but monsters don't make good pets. I suppose you just let it out for exercise and—"